And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
A perfectly good brain wasted.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is, Have You Got What It Takes? Each of my guests is demonstrating what it takes to be successful in his or her chosen field. My next guest is an author, a four-time Emmy Award winner, a motivational speaker, and a TV host. He'll reveal how successful people that he's interviewed made it to the top from his book, Got What It Takes. And if you want to ask a question or if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. And that's the same number that you'll use to call in to win four sandwiches or four salads from Urbane Cafe. Two locations to serve us, one in Ventura at 4350 Telephone Road in the Barnes & Noble Plaza, the other in Oxnard at 1730 East Gonzales Road, the intersection of Gonzales and Rose. Be the third caller at 639-0008, and the four sandwiches or four salads is yours. Bill Boggs has been a major figure in the lifestyle, food, travel, consumer, sports, news, and celebrity reporting arenas for more than 25 years. He's the host of the New York-based Midday Live with Bill Boggs and WNBC's Weekend Today in New York, along with the long-running Food Network hit Bill Boggs' Corner Table. Bill has interviewed many of the most notable personalities of our time, including cultural icons, presidents, international leaders, writers, athletes, celebrity chefs, food critics, and movie stars. He's been recognized for his work with four Emmy Awards. He is currently the celebrity correspondent for the syndicated My Generation television show airing on PBS. His book is titled Got What It Takes, Successful People Reveal How to Make It to the Top, and is based on successful secrets uncovered in his interviews with leaders in diverse fields, including Sir Richard Branson, Renee Zellweger, Diane von Furstenberg, Clive Davis, Donald Trump, Matt Lauer, and Joe Torre. Joining us from the New York area, hi, Bill. How are you today?
I'm fine, Brain. I appreciate your having me on the show. It's a real honor.
Well, as one Bill to another, I wanted to have you on the show. I am green with envy for all of the interviews that you have done over your career.
Easy being green, Bill. No, I mean, the Muppets are back in theaters now. Remember that.
That's right. They've got a Christmas movie out right now. But my listeners probably know you best for your Food Network show, Bill Boggs' Corner Table.
Yeah.
Few of them know how versatile you are. And as I said, I really like the way that you leveraged your celebrity interviews into a prescription for success that anybody can follow using these other people's experience. So I want to start with the basics. What prompted you to collect these success stories and put them into a book of advice for other people?
Well, thank you, Bill. I think that, you know, I've interviewed about 4,000 people over the course of my television career.
The wow.
person I interviewed was Barry Manilow, with whom I was enormously impressed. I mean, this man's work ethic and his dedication to his fans is gigantic. But I think it goes all the way back to just a feeling that I had in the first third of my career, maybe in the 70s, when people like Muhammad Ali, Miles Davis, Duke Ellington, from the music world passing through your life, Diane von Furstenberg, Barry Diller, all kinds of successful people, I became fascinated by, what it was that made them successful. Like, essentially, why somebody who may have started out very disadvantaged really rose to the top, while others with the great schools, the great pedigrees, we didn't go anywhere in life. So I just thought, I've got this unique opportunity to study these successful people. So in many cases, I didn't just interview people. I, got special access and, learned from them. I kept a lot of notes over the years and had it in the back of my mind that someday I would set out to write a book based on success secrets of successful people. I got together with HarperCollins. They wanted a question in the title. Got What It Takes, Successful people reveal how they made it to the top. One thing led to another, and I set out both to go over my notes of many years of, conversations with, like, Sinatra, and also interviewed 44 different people specifically about why they were successful. So that's a long answer, but I'm a student of success, and everything in the book, Got What It Takes, in my opinion, is what I call experience wisdom. It's wisdom has come from people who've learned that failure is important, risk is important, and adaptation and change are important. And so it's a practical lessons in life guide.
Well, it certainly is that. What is it? The old Confucius saying is that the wise man learns from the experiences of others. A fool learns from his own mistakes. And certainly you have encapsulated the experiences of others into this book. But just in compiling that, I mean, 4,000 interviews that you've done, and then isolating the people that you wanted to have for this book. Once you got their stories, did all of the lessons start to fall into nice, neat little categories?
No, not in the least. You had some people who were, usually affected by their father or their mother, like Matt Lauer, in a positive way. And then you had other people, say like Bill O'Reilly, you know, whose father, you know, did not set a particularly good example, but sort of like, you know, a passive figure, and he took it another direction. So no, nothing fell into a niche except to quote Confucius again, who, by the way, I couldn't get the interview for the book. You know, he said, find a job you like and you'll never work a day the rest of your life. I think that the one overriding point of all these people is they were following a path of their passion. And even in some cases, if that's something like Clive Davis, the great music mogul that came along a little bit later in life, and by following that path, they armed themselves to deal with life, whether or not it was up or down for them.
My guest is Bill Boggs. He is a premier interviewer. He's also the author of the book, Got What It Takes, Successful People Reveal How They Made It to the Top So You Can Too. Bill, I'm going to ask you a very difficult question for any interviewer. It's like choosing among your children.
Yeah.
But among the interviews that you have done, which one or ones stand out in your mind as most memorable and why?
Well, that's different. I mean, certainly for the book, I really enjoy talking to Renee Zellweger about her work ethic, how she says, you know, I just want to keep working until they turn the lights off. I just get it better, better, better. From life and TV, I think interviewing Frank Sinatra and doing the longest interview of his career on TV, and then getting to know him a little bit, you know, and talk about the down period in his life when he went within a three-year period from being the highest paid star in the world to being somebody that, you know, people thought was out of the business, no record contract, no movie contract, life in shatters, and then coming back, a giant comeback. And talking to him about that, you know, he said, you know, I said, what was that like? And he said, you know, every day was like a rainy Monday morning. That was pretty poetic, I thought. But he said, you know, maybe in life sometimes you have to scrape bottom in order to understand how truly wonderful life can be. And at any point in my life when I've really been down, and, you know, if you've been in show business for almost 40 years, there have been firings, there have been maimings, you know, been all kinds of things. You know, I always remembered that. And any time I came back, I always came back with more gratitude. I'm a huge believer in the attitude of gratitude as a component to success. So there, and Philippe Petit, the man who walked between the World Trade Centers on that, Man on the Wire, the Academy Award-winning documentary, interviewing him the morning after he did it. Such an incredible thing, unspeakably daring, in my opinion. That really stands out, too.
Wow.
Just the guts. The guts to do what you wanted to do, even though you could lose your life. What an impressive character he was.
Without a doubt, that is very impressive, Bill. Now, let's go back to what you just said a moment ago, because it really struck me as I was reading your book. The book's divided into five sections, and I was going to ask you about this, because one of the sections is called The Practices of Success, and in that you have a chapter that's titled, Don't Take Anything for Granted.
Right.
And you yourself said in your Frank Sinatra story that, you know, you don't want to take anything for granted. How and why is it that most successful people never take success for granted and they're always grateful for what
well,
they have?
Well, like, yeah, Frédéric Fekkai, who was in the book, you know, the probably one of the most successful hairdressers in the world. I wanted to have like a barber in the book. You know, a lot of people start out cutting hair. What makes one rise to the top? He said, you know, success is like riding a bicycle. If you don't keep pedaling, you're going to fall off. I think that just the continued sense of learning. I mean, in my life, geez, I remember early in my career, a guy I was working with, I was like associate producer of a show. He got fired because another big talent in the building who was a way bigger star than he was didn't like the fact that he looked like him and he was 20 years younger.
Oh,
and he got fired without cause 2 days before Christmas. And had to walk home and had to go home in the snow and tell his wife and two kids who had moved all the way from Toronto to Philadelphia that he was out of work. And I remember thinking to myself, you know, Jesus, what kind of a business am I getting involved in? And since that day, I have never taken anything for granted, ever.
I don't think that you can. I mean, that's a very good practice. My guest is Bill Boggs. We're talking about his book, Got What It Takes. Now, Bill, you just mentioned some of the downsides of success. I mean, certainly it's not a meteoric rise to the top. It's never a straight line. There are always setbacks. Most people, and me included, we focus too much on the challenges to success. Now, you've got a section on it, a whole section on the challenges, and there are a lot of good rules there, like confront your fears and your insecurities, learn to cope with the stress, overcome adversity, like you were just saying, keep your life in balance.
Right.
Why is it? Talk to us about these practices. And the one that I like the most out of all of them is allow for regrets, allow for failures, and allow for mistakes.
Yeah.
Talk to me about that, because most of us don't think about that. Most of us never plan for failure. That sounds almost too fatalistic if you want to be successful. Why do you do that?
Yeah. I'll give you I think that one of the things I spent a year of my life interviewing people for the book, and the thing I learned the most in that year was the link between failure, risk-taking, and success. And I'll give you two quotes from the book. I interviewed Dr. Judith Rodin, former hugely successful president of the University of Pennsylvania, first female president of an Ivy League school, and now head of the Rockefeller Foundation. She's a PhD psychologist. She apparently wrote a book thesis about the link between success and failure and risk. And she, to summarize it, she said, you know, if you're risk adverse, you can be successful, but you're never going to be wildly successful because there's a set of coping skills that come with taking a risk and failing that lead to learning and greater success. Then that's very important. And then Bob Pittman, a former president of Time Warner Entertainment, Century 21, AOL Time Warner, now head of the giant job with Clear Channel Radio. His mentor was Steve Ross, and Steve Ross at Time Warner, first multimedia company, said, in this company, you probably won't get fired for making a mistake, but you very well could get fired for never making a mistake, because mistakes are the byproduct of risk. Risk means innovation, and if everybody's afraid to take a risk and innovate, we're never going to move forward. So that's a very important thing for people to be aware of. Just a quick plug, many of these interviews with these people and a lot of stars I've interviewed over the years are available on my website, billboggs.com. There's 160 interviews, TV interviews, on that website. Thought I'd mention that.
No, absolutely. And we'll come back to that at the end,
sure,
too, because I want to reiterate for my listeners. But before we get to that, Bill, I want to ask you, what did you get out of writing this book? Because clearly you invested a year of your time. You talked to a lot of people. You gathered a lot of information. What did it mean for you?
Well, a couple of things. A reaffirmation of never stick to your preconceptions in the creative process. I initially thought the book would go for some, from Maria Bartiromo to Clive Davis to Mario Cuomo to Richard Branson, have a chapter on each person, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote the first three chapters, and it was dull as dishwater. I mean, I thought, this will be terrible. But I thought, geez, I've got all this great material. And that's when, eureka moment, let's organize the book around the material, 2,000 pages of transcripts, not the people. So that I learned in graduate school at Penn, never stick to your preconceptions in the creative process. I think, A. B, personally, the feeling of having a goal for 25 years and putting it together and doing it was hugely satisfaction. 3, learning more about the link between risk and failure. And 4, the value of showing up. Had I not gone to a party at the Four Seasons restaurant for Jack Welch, and on an evening when I was extremely tired, I just said, I got to push myself and go. One of the things my high school coach said to me, you can live your life two ways, the pain of discipline or the pain of regret. When all is said and done, I'd rather live a life of discipline. I forced myself to go to this party. And because I went, I ran into the president of Collins Books, who introduced himself to me and said he was a huge fan of my work, been watching me on television for a couple of decades, and Bing. I thought, maybe you'd like to hear my book idea. And we went out to lunch 2 weeks later. I gave him the idea and published the book. So, I mean, the value of showing up is so frequently an important component of success. And in my case, I don't think the book would be out yet if I hadn't gone to that party.
Oh, that is an amazing story. That's right. It's less crowded on that extra mile if you go the extra mile. My guest has been Bill Boggs. He's author of the book, Got What It Takes, Successful People Reveal How They Made It to the Top So You Can Too. Bill, give us that website again. If people want to learn more about you, learn more about your amazing career.
Yeah, my website is BillBoggs.com. My speaking website is BillBoggsSpeaks.com. I'm traveling around the country doing a lot of speaking. I love to put this together when I give a talk. Bill, I use videos for my interviews. I'm probably one of the only motivational speakers out there with 40 years on television who's talking about stuff he learned and actually showing some of the interviews with the people.
That's amazing. It really is. And it has been a delight talking with you, Bill. I love your work. Thank you so much for being my guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
We had one brain doing the interview and one semi-brain trying to respond with questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. We'll talk to you down the road. Take care.